1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, insight talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together, no matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
And welcome back again to part two, the second hour of the magazine, every Thursday, 2 to 4. And, of course, we had a lot of fun that first hour, didn't we?
I sure did.
That was good. How about Craig?
It was great.
It was great. How about Tom?
I think he's Tom had a great
yes
time. Great
right,
interview
excellent.
There with John Kassir, of course.
Very, very good. We're looking forward to the soon-to-be-released what?
Jack the Giant Slayer.
You are quite correct. You said that like, is that what I'm thinking?
Well,
we didn't rehearse
that. Well, I'm looking
that.
Forward to it, but
yes.
There's, you know.
You are quite
of...
correct. So, of course, we are here with Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo.
Hi, Erdo.
Oh, very good. Joseph.
Okay, no.
Okay.
We agree, just the last name.
All right. This hour, we're going to talk about the Oscars coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, I can't wait. Right?
Yeah, and we're going to guess who who's going to win Best Actor, Best Movie, that type of stuff. We're also right now going to honor, sadly, many celebrities who passed away in 2012.
Okay.
And it is sad. I know the Oscars always does, you know, they'll do that all every year. And every year it just seems, God, there's so many of them. What's this world coming to?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of celebrities, though, on the list in their 80s and 90s, so a lot of them had good lives. Unfortunately, you do get situations where there might be a tragic accident, maybe with a younger star, but it happens around the world, though.
Well, I think, you know, for both Greg and myself, as we get older, we see a lot of the, you know, older people who are dying of natural causes.
Right.
And we're thinking, wow, I didn't realize that that person was getting that old. And,
right.
I mean,
absolutely.
It shows how... We're getting old, too.
Uh-oh.
In fact, it's interesting. Some of the people you'll say, I didn't even know that person passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is to honor them, of course. And I'm not going to go into any particular order. Obviously, you know, Whitney Houston, we all knew about Whitney Houston, very tragic. And she was quite young at 48. That was one of the youngest stars to pass away. Etta James, the great singer, Etta James, ever hear of her at last, that great love song.
Yes.
You've heard of. Oh, okay, good. Donna Summer,
yes.
Another phenomenal singer. And, of course, a lot of comedians. Andy Griffith.
Oh, yeah.
I just love Opie. I mean, what's it called? Andy Mayberry.
Yes.
With little Opie Taylor.
Yeah, I wish that, you know, he was some. He was a guy who I never thought would die.
Yeah, I know. He was like everyone.
He never will.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly. And Ernest Borgnine. Borgnine, how do you say that?
Borgnine.
That one, I said it. He was very good. A long career, no question about it. One of my favorites, one of my favorite series of all time is Dun-Dun.
Dallas.
Dun-Dun. Yeah, Dallas. Larry Hagman. Very sad.
You watched the new one?
I have. Phenomenal. How about you?
I tried it. I didn't care for it.
You
much.
Didn't like
no,
it?
Probably because I never watched the original Dallas.
Oh, original was phenomenal.
Time, yeah.
Did you ever watch it?
No.
Before
okay.
our time,
yeah.
right?
Well, yeah, way before.
Sherman Hemsley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To Jeffersons. Mm-hmm. Jack Klugman. So some great comedic actors. Now, here's some people that behind the scenes, ever hear of Fleetwood Mac?
Yes.
Guitarist Bob Weston, 64. Willie and the Hand Jive singer Johnny Otis, 90 years old.
Mm.
Wow, long life.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one, college football, Greg. I know you're going to know, 85 years old.
Yes, Joe Paterno.
Yeah. And that was tragic in many ways. A legend turned not, in
yes.
a way. Very sad.
I don't want to leave Joe out, but, you know, he's a sports guy. I thought we were just focusing on film and TV.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm throwing
music.
Everyone in.
I was going to say Al Pacino died?
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
No, that's who's playing him in the
yeah,
movie right
that
now.
That should be
oh,
pretty
yeah,
good.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Now, here's one. I'll do the imitation. Danger, Will Rogers. Danger. I mean, Will Robinson.
Yeah. If you have your computer handy, tune in to the webcast and see him actually act this
because
out.
Because that's what he.
He's
this
flailing
is what
his
it
arms.
Is.
I have no
Danger,
clue.
Danger, Will
you're
Robinson.
About.
Danger, Tommy. Who is it? You know what I'm talking about.
Isn't it the robot?
Yes, in Lost in Space. Dick Tufeld, 85 years old. Huh. Very sad. Everyone knows him. Okay, here we go. Welcome back. God, no one, you don't know him? He's laughing.
Well, we're just like sitting here looking at you with blank faces. You and you're like, everyone
Danger.
Knows him.
Danger Will Robinson. Tommy knew him, right, Tommy? Come on,
of course
get,
I did. Who do you think you're talking to?
I think you should get in here with me since maybe...
You
got
to remember there, Dave. We're in our 20s and
50%
here,
of people
yeah.
know him.
All right, Tommy, get in here. How about Welcome Back, Cotter?
I remember Eddie Fisher, too, the chess player.
Eddie Fisher. No, it was Bobby Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie was a singer. Hello. Go back to Welcome Back, Cotter. Okay, Tommy, Welcome Back, Cotter. You saw that.
Well, let's see. John Sebastian had the hit on it on the radio. Welcome Back. I think that was John Sebastian.
Was it?
Yeah.
Can you sing it
song.
For us?
I would try, but you don't want me
Welcome
to.
Welcome Back. Okay. Robert Hayes. Did I say that right? Juan Epstein, remember him? And then Horshack died, the other guy. Wow, two from Welcome Back, Cotter. That's amazing, really, if you think about it. All right, how about Soul Train? Tommy, who was the host of Soul Train?
You got me.
Don Cornelius. He died.
Okay.
Was he in the Planet of the Apes, too, Cornelius?
I don't
know. That was one of the apes' names. Okay. here's a sad one. I'm not kidding. This is very sad. And from the Monkees.
Oh, yeah.
Lead singer.
I can't remember.
Davy Jones.
Yeah, Davy Jones.
My mom's going to kill me.
And fairly young at 66. Another one, 60 Minutes correspondent. Tommy, who is it?
Is it Mike Wallace?
Yeah, very sad. 93, long life. Mm-hmm. But that is sad. That was a great, great show. Here's another one, an icon in the music. American Bandstand host, who?
Dick Clark.
Yeah, 82. Yeah. Very sad.
New Year's, Rockin' Eve.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember all that. Oh, Andy Griffith Show, a second one on Andy Griffith. Goober.
What? Oh, yeah.
George Lindsay, 83. Wow. Oh, how about a hairstylist? Very well known in the day. Tommy, who is it?
Hairstylist?
Fidel Sassoon.
Oh, I knew that. I really did.
Very sad. Oh, Bee Gees. Bee Gees member, mm-hmm. Robin Gibb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very sad. 62. Pretty young. How about the voice of Gumby?
Ah.
Dick Beals. Hogan's Hero. Star. Who is it? Richard Dawson. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm really getting some great response from you guys.
I don't know what it is.
No, but it's very sad. We're trying to. Oh, I used to watch this all the time. My Three Sons. Tommy, remember My Three Sons?
Yes.
One of them's here.
Don Grady. Robbie Douglas.
Oh, Robbie died?
Yeah, I know. Oh. I really? That's very sad. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Oh, how about this? All About Eve. Celeste Holm. Remember how big of a star she was? That was before my time. 95. Oh, Medical Center. Used to be on Jerry Lewis Telethon. Chad Everett. 75. Okay, I'm really getting great response here.
Well, you know, I hear these names. I know that they're names when you're saying them. They are iconic people.
They are.
It's just when you're saying some of these things, they're not connecting with us.
Oh, yeah, good point. Definition. They are sort of a little bit older. How about this? Ron how do you say it?
Welcome Pelillo. Back, Cotter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Arnold Horshack, who we said. But two from that. That's fairly weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And fairly young. Okay, comedian, a lady that... was very funny.
And very ugly.
Yes.
Phyllis Diller.
Well, we're trying to be honoring here.
No, but it's, she would like it, though.
Oh, yeah,
you
she
know,
was that, okay.
Yeah. If it wasn't a comedian, that's different. But when you're bringing up someone like Phyllis Diller, that's what she would have said is, you better call me.
You're right. She was funny. How about the first man on the moon? Come on, guys.
Lance Armstrong.
Buzz?
Well, no, that's the cyclist. Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah.
No. Tommy, help me out here.
Buzz Aldrin was the second man.
Oh, the second?
Yeah. Neil Armstrong. Very
sad. Neil Armstrong, didn't he?
I said Lance. I was being funny. Nobody got it.
He did get it, but I
did not take drugs.
How did I get it? Sorry about that.
Now, here's a sad
one.
Here's a sad one, only 54 years old. One of the best movies you'll see.
Yes.
The Green Mile, Michael Clark Duncan. Mm-hmm.
He was in Planet of the Apes, I think, wasn't he?
Oh,
he was.
What a great acting job and very, what a great, a very sad movie, really. I mean, it's like, you're kidding me.
He was a gentle giant.
Oh, incredible and sadly. Oh my gosh, the person responsible. Where's Tommy when I need him? He leaves the room. Tommy.
There he is.
He's getting too depressed. He's getting too depressed with this conversation.
Tommy, this is really important because we're really honoring, you know, everyone because of their greatness. And you know, people celebrate in different ways, but we're celebrating their lives from all the great stuff they did. And, of course, this particular person made Donnie and Marie famous. Who is it?
Oh, Andy Williams.
Moon River. Okay, Andy Williams. How was that? Okay. You didn't know I can't sing, could you? All right, Webster so Starr, you know Greg. He was a football guy. Alex Karras.
Oh, yes, yes.
Pennsylvania senator turned Democrat. Yay, Arlen Specter.
He died?
Yeah, I'm sorry. He did. He switched parties. Okay. the boards are lighting up right now. Okay. Who else? We talked. The Sting player, Charles Durning. Okay. Oh, general, retired general Norman H. Schwarzkopf.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's a lot more, but we just wanted to run by that because I'm sure they're going to be on the Academy Awards, for honoring them for all the great entertainment and other things that really they gave to people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess, we have a generation gap here. What can I say?
Fall into the gap. Well, you know, sometimes when you said those guys in their 90s, that sounds up there. But, you know, someone 75.
I know.
It doesn't really sound so old anymore. Would you agree with me, Dave?
I totally agree. That's like young. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But it is. It's very sad. But we do honor some of the ones at 90, 95, 99. A nice long life. Great devotion to their career. Passion to entertainment. Whether it's sports, maybe the general give to his country. Ask not what you can do for your country. Oh, yeah. No. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Back to Joseph Erdo.
Erdo.
Yeah, you didn't mess that one up, did you?
No. So there we go. That's it. And our thoughts, prayers, their families. We do celebrate their lives as phenomenal accomplishments. Thank you to everyone we mentioned and anyone we didn't mention.
They entertain us, and you know, that's they make our lives a little bit lighter, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But Andy Griffith, I agree. Yeah. He was like the dad of all dads.
Yes.
Yeah. Opie Taylor, Ron Howard.
Yeah, between him and Dick Clark, you know, it was a big year. Yeah. And Whitney Houston, but, you know, for me, those two were huge.
Huge. Mm-hmm. And we do want to get Ron Howard on the show. His career, I don't know. There's something about this guy that is phenomenal.
Maybe he'll be at the Oscars. I don't know. Talking about. That would be kind of cool, right?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think so. It's possible.
All right. He doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I do. No,
he knows. What am I talking about?
I do.
Who is Opie Taylor?
Ron Howard. And talking about Andy Griffith.
Yeah. Oh, he is quite correct.
I only know because you guys were talking about it. But no, the thing is, Andy Griffith, as Tom mentioned with the age there, how 75 may not seem as young. Andy was 86, mm-hmm. which you say that's a good long life. But on the other hand, I thought he was older almost because it just seems like you were saying, he's around for so long.
And we think of him still as that, you know, black and white guy.
Right, absolutely.
Matlock and
then
everything
turn the TV off.
Do that again.
But, yeah. Then I would turn the TV off. But
no, that wasn't it.
Yeah, he was in Waitress. That was one of his last movies.
Mm-hmm. What?
Waitress.
What was that about?
It was about a woman who made pies, and she made
yummy.
Please don't leave me, please don't leave me pie, and Earl will be mad pie. And
I don't get it.
Yeah, Waitress. It was a really good movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
How many zines did you give it?
I didn't see it.
Her name's...
The title start... Carrie Russell.
Yeah, Carrie Russell, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember, but I didn't see it, but I do remember the early 2000s, maybe?
I think
so. It wasn't Carrie Russell.
Yeah, Felicity.
No, really.
Yeah.
No,
who was it?
Marie Callender.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not laughing.
There we go. It's the pie movie.
You know,
okay.
You know, one of the listeners last week heard that, and they said, how many people were in the audience that day? They said two? It didn't sound like that many.
Really, Tommy, don't we have, can we gather up more people?
Applause.
There we go.
Thank you very
all
much.
Right. All right, back to Joseph Erdo. Should we take a quick break, then we'll get right into the Oscars?
Yeah, let's take a break, and then we can get into more Oscar talk and also our interview with the Snitch director, Rick Roman Waugh.
Oh, I like that. And speaking of Oscar, remember, guys, Oscar Mayer?
Yes.
Oscar the Grouch.
No, Oscar Mayer is a bologna and stuff. Remember,
hot
Tommy?
Dogs. Yeah, delicious.
All right, that's all
now
I
have. I'm going to go get a hot dog.
All right, and we'll be right back with more entertainment talk on the magazine every Thursday, 2 to 4.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.